This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 18, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. ANN has confirmed that Atom Aircraft has cut about 300 workers from its staff of 800 in what the company says is a move to conserve existing funds, focus on certification of its A700 very light jet, and obtain capital to see that program through to its FAA type certificate. Atom Aircraft President Duncan Korbel stressed in a Thursday press briefing that it's crucial to MPF, Atom's Make Production Fly initiative, to strategically manage expenditures to ensure adequate time to secure financing for the long term. Quote, "We're off to a good start in this effort with assistance from our partner Citibank, but we need to be able to provide them with sufficient time working with potential investors to secure long-term financing," unquote. The company will retain MPF staff to make sure it's ready for full-rate production of Atom's A500 piston twin this summer and the A700 in the future. Thankfully, only minor injuries are reported following a Friday morning accident at London Heathrow Airport in which a Boeing 777 landed short of the airport's south runway. BBC reports the British Airways plane touched down several hundred meters short of the runway. At least one of the aircraft's main landing gear legs were shorn off, and the airliner's port wing and engine nacelle severely damaged. Citing an unidentified airport worker, BBC reports the pilot told authorities the aircraft's electronics failed. It's not clear what the nature of that failure was or what role it may have played in the accident. All 136 passengers and 16 crew members on board Flight 38, which was inbound from Beijing, were hurriedly evacuated from the stricken airliner by emergency slides. At least 17 people were transported to area hospitals with minor injuries. One passenger on board the flight told the UK Press Association the plane's flight crew struggled to bring the aircraft safely over surrounding homes. A witness on the ground said of the pilot, quote, "I think he did a great job," unquote. The Navy says three members of a helicopter crew are dead, a fourth in critical condition, after their MH-53 Sea Dragon hit the ground and exploded in flames about 8 p.m. Wednesday night near Corpus Christi, Texas. The Corpus Christi Caller Times reports that the Navy confirms the accident occurred during a training mission, at night, in heavy fog, next to a 1,000-foot guide broadcast tower. The Navy would not say whether the Hilo is thought to have collided with the tower or its guy wires. Ed Mackley, with the Naval Mine and Anti-Submarine Warfare Command, is quoted by CNN as confirming that the fire started after impact. The dead were not immediately identified. Mackley says a military investigation will be conducted. Midwest Airlines announced on Wednesday it will cut 380 jobs from its regional subsidiary, Skyway Airlines, through outsourcing. The Associated Press reports SkyWest Airlines will take over all Midwest Connect regional operations in March and April. Positions to be eliminated at Skyway include pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, and dispatchers. Cost savings are said to be the driver for the move, but Skyway was the fastest-growing Midwest holding, measured by passengers and revenue. The airline also posted a significant bump in earnings last year. Midwest Airlines spokesman Mike Brophy told the AP it remains unclear how many flights will retain the Midwest Connect name and how many will be sold as SkyWest flights. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Sebring opens with the debut of a new model from Flight Design. Cirrus announces it's taking orders for its Lightsport SRS. And Cessna reveals how Skycatchers will get from Shenyang to U.S. customers. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's our man Rob Finfrock at Sebring. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.